The problem with the pity party is that it has the audience of one, just ourselves. Sometimes we can identify with our pain so much that it becomes our identity. Hey, it's good to see you. Welcome back to Lent Daily as we continue to reflect upon divine intimacy meditations from Father Gabriel. Today we're talking about patience, how to tell if we have patience or lack patience. Father Gabriel writes, "Patience is the virtue which makes us accept, for love of God, generously and peacefully, everything that is displeasing to our nature, without allowing ourselves to be depressed by the sadness which easily overcomes us when we meet with disagreeable things." Have you met with some disagreeable things recently? Maybe it's a disagreeable situation, or a disagreeable person, or maybe a disagreeable person walks in your shoes, as in the case of my life sometimes. We can be impatient with ourselves. A couple thoughts about impatience. Firstly, it's not simply just waiting upon somebody that is late. It's much more than that. Patience is the virtue that allows us to accept what God allows in our life that is disagreeable to our nature. And this patience allows us not to be overcome with sadness. Much deeper than just simply waiting upon another person. Now, let's distinguish between two types of patience. Father Gabriel doesn't get into this, but I think it's worth talking about. We can have supernatural patience or just natural patience. A natural patience would be someone who endures suffering, accepts it, but they don't accept it, and this is key, out of love for God. They accept what is disagreeable to their nature out of love for something else. For example, an athlete might accept what is disagreeable to their nature when they're working out, the pain of working out of love for the win. A student who is studying might accept what is disagreeable to their nature, giving up time with their friends so that they could study out of love for academic success. Somebody who needs a surgery, for example, might gladly accept the pain of the surgery, which is disagreeable to their nature, out of love for getting healthy. So that's a natural virtue, the natural virtue of patience, and there's not necessarily something wrong with that. But Father Gabriel is not talking about a natural virtue. He's talking about a supernatural virtue, which is accepting what is disagreeable out of love for God. So what is the source of supernatural patience? Well, the source is Jesus. Father Gabriel writes, "By fixing our glance on Jesus, the divinely patient one, we can learn to practice patience." So for your consideration, consider your life. How about your economic situation? Do you struggle with patience regarding this? Well, when we fix our eyes on Jesus, we realize, well, Jesus was born into poverty, but he didn't complain about it. Do you struggle with being misunderstood by people? Have patience with this. Jesus was accused of doing the works of the devil. Do you struggle with people around you, maybe who are a bit selfish and you lack some patience with them? Well, Jesus had the apostles, and they all ran out on him. Do you struggle with maybe some physical pain? Well, Jesus endured a whipping, a crowning of thorns, a crucifixion on the cross, and death. So if we want to grow in patience, we have to fix our gaze upon the patient one. How do we do this? Mental prayer. It's more than just talking about patience. If we talk about the virtues, it can give us the impression that we're growing in the virtues. Not so. If we want to grow in the virtue of patience, we have to exercise it. But to get that strength, that supernatural strength that we need to pray. So recall some of those times in scriptures where Jesus, for example, endured poverty. He is the all-famous one, the almighty one. He has all the resources at his disposal, but he allows himself to be born into poverty and he doesn't complain about it. So in mental prayer, you can enter into the poverty of Jesus being born into a manger. A palace would have been more fitting for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But he allowed himself to be born into a manger. So place yourself there. Be with Jesus in his poverty if you struggle with being patient with your economic situation. If you struggle with your pain in your body, Meditate upon the crucifixion of Christ, maybe his whipping or the crowning of thorns. At any moment, he had the power to stop it, but he laid his life down. So if we want to grow in the virtue of patience, meditate upon those times in Jesus' life where he exercised this virtue. Another thing that we can do to grow in patience is we have to give up the pity party. The problem with the pity party is that it has the audience of one, just ourselves. Sometimes we can identify with our pain so much that it becomes our identity. And our identity is in Christ, it's not in our pain. But we can continue, if we continuously bring it up, we continuously dwell upon it, it's going to really prevent us from growing in patience. Because again, patience is the ability to accept what God has allowed, that suffering in our life that God has allowed, which is displeasing to our nature, and we accept it patiently and calmly and peacefully. And this doesn't exist at a pity party. So perhaps you might want to renounce the spirit of self-pity. Father Gabriel writes, "If we wish to live only for God, we must never stop to consider the human causes of our sufferings. We must accept all from his hands, simply repeating, Dominus est, it is the Lord." I think it's normal when we are suffering to ask this question, why is this happening to me? Well, Father Gabriel gives us the answer. It is the Lord. So often, and we're trying to figure out, like, what's the cause of this and this and this? And well, Father Gabriel is just saying the ultimate end is God. He has allowed everything that is going on in our life. So not to obsess about the cause of our discomfort or why this is happening to us. We put up our hands as a sign of gesture of surrender to Jesus and say, it is the Lord. A couple videos ago, we talked about these battering ram prayers, things that we tell ourselves or we pray to overcome a temptation. Well, if you're struggling with patience, you're struggling with things that are displeasing to your nature, pick up this battering ram prayer and push back at this self-pity and just say, it is the Lord. Father Gabriel writes, in order to begin to practice patience, we must try to bear daily annoyances and sufferings resignedly, without complaint, knowing that divine providence does not permit any trial that will not be a source of good for us. Today I'm filming on our front porch. We built our house in a grove of trembling aspen. And they're behind me, you can see them. Now let's pretend that we are a trembling aspen. And we've just gone through the fall. Your leaves have fallen off. The snow falls and it gets cold. What might you say to yourself? Why is it so cold? This is uncomfortable. I've lost my trees. I've lost my beauty. I don't like what's happening to me. The temperature dips and it gets even colder. And now you say, the sap that is running through my bark has run cold. I see no growth within me. Why is this happening to me? You see, if you would take a trembling aspen and you would cut it down, you would see rings. You would see a dark ring, and then it would be a really thin ring. And then you would see a light ring, quite a bit thicker. You see, the dark rings are formed during winter. The white rings are formed during summer. The dark rings give the trembling aspen its strength. In other words, without the winter, there would be no dark ring and there would be no strength within the trembling aspen. The white ring, explosive growth during the summer, but the strength comes from its winter. How about you? You know, in the spiritual life, we go through different seasons. We sometimes are finding ourselves in summer and we see this explosive or recognize explosive growth in our spiritual life. And other times we find ourselves in winter. We've lost all consolation. The leaves have fallen off our lives and we can't figure out, why is this happening to me? It's through those winters in the spiritual life that virtue takes root in our hearts and makes us strong. We do well to remember that God allows no winter unless good can come from it. Friends, thanks for watching. Share with me below what stood out to you and why. And Janelle and I will see you tomorrow. God bless.